Okay, well, I didn't hear anything, so I'm going to continue on. This is WRUA 709, Ken. Just a reminder, you are listening to the GMRS Amron directed net on NV725 repeater in Grants Pass, Oregon. So next I'm going to go to the Amron brief, and one personal note here. Kimber and Ron have a lot to do with getting this set up. Kimber goes through and checks this for believability, and so I just wanted to thank her for all that work, because I know it's a lot involved in it. And these have been verified through multiple filters and found to be accurate. So I'm going to continue on. The precedence is routine. The current AMCON level is 4. And I'm going to go to the sources here in one moment. Stand by. First one I have is a source, Zero Hedge. Their rating is B1. And you can find the ratings on the Amron webpage if you want to. It says Chinese nationals are arrested in the Republic of Georgia, which is in the Near East, I guess, for attempting to buy black market uranium. The Republic of Georgia State Security Service announced Saturday that 3 Chinese nationals had been arrested in Tbilisi for allegedly attempting to illegally purchase 2 kilograms of uranium. The suspects intended to buy the uranium for $400,000 and smuggle it to China through Russia. Georgian security and intelligence officials will detail or have detailed further. Next one. Break. This is a source from snapbenefitcalculator.com. The rating here is F2, which I don't have the ratings right in front of me, but it is a little bit questionable. They're talking about the 2025 SNAP crisis. Walmart thefts rise as shutdown drags on. Actually, you'll see that in the news here all over. States like California, Texas, and Arkansas are urging stockpiling, as delays could spike hunger, school absences, and food bank strains, echoing the 2013's EBT glitches. Stand by. Social media will start to erupt with videos of desperate individuals threatening to loot Walmart stores, turning policy gridlock into potential retail mayhem. I've got to make that comment. Millions of people are losing their supplementary nutrition assistance program, SNAP payments, which started yesterday. There's approximately 41.7 million recipients nationwide relying on these food stamps. States warn of halted payments without federal funding. I know a number of organizations are trying to step up and cover for that, but it's hard times for a lot of people. There's also an analyst comment from JJS, and I don't know who that is. The above website is obviously a position of advocacy for those who use SNAP benefits. So the tendency to lean toward a fear narrative is high. Stand by. Still, anybody's perception is their reality, which will influence their actions. The threat of flash mob style looting will be high for urban areas. And Kimber chimed in with a little bit extra here. In her research, she found that government shutdown will also affect the WIC program benefits. And she can say with fair certainty in her research that the future of these programs is uncertain. The mass panic will be the toughest to deal with, especially in hyped social media platforms, because of the increased distress of people in our area. You are urged to be cautious of staged, overdramatic social feeds and to pay attention to what is going on around you when you're at banks, grocery stores, and public spaces. Break. Unfortunately, we have always had a history of people being assaulted and burglarized here in our area, Southern Oregon. Unfortunately, it may pick up, and I hope not, but multiple sources, such as the ARC, which is a disability advocacy, warn of possible WIC and SNAP tandem collapse by the 15th of November. There are warnings that food banks will not be able to keep up, so be prepared to take care of yourself and your loved ones. Gather items you need and donate to the needy if you have any excess. If you and your children are hungry, you may also reach out to local schools, churches, and participate in or create family group shares in your community. Of course, that goes to churches and friends and family. Right? So if you want more on this SIRS rating, you can visit www.amron.com. There's a main page article about this. And I just wanted to thank Kimber, WRKV 487, for all her work on this. I have one more little note, and this is not dire, but just an informational break. I mentioned the last time that I was doing the net that we're in a position where the full moons over the next couple of months are going to cause really high tides, what they call king tides. And that's going to start Wednesday, the 5th of November, through Friday, the 7th of November. If you go anywhere near the ocean, as always, but even more than usual, don't turn your back and know that there are going to be much higher tides than usual. And if you go out and look at the moon, you're going to find that it is the closest it's going to be in quite a number of years. That will go on through December and January also. So now we're going to go ahead and switch over and go to the Channel 3 project. The current Amron Channel 3 project is as follows. CB Channel 3 checks are before the net. Illinois Valley starts at 6:15 p.m. and Greater Grants Pass area at 6:30. Illinois Valley, Amron Channel 3 FRS and MERS check-ins are on Mondays during the RWAC nets. And we also have all other Channel 3 checks are going to take place right now for our area. There are several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. Roger 746 runs the Channel 3 project. There's also Cameron 644 and Jim 787 in the Grants Pass area. So try and check in tonight and see how you do. If you're unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general location, and if you get any, write them down. You should write down who you hear anyway. Because if you would like to give your tallies to us, you can on this frequency. That would be great. These are the people that you would be able to talk to in emergencies if the repeater is not working. So as a reminder, if you have ham, the frequency there is 146.420 simplex. So we're going to stand by for the Channel 3 project numbers, then I'll close the net. And if there's any questions or discussions, we'll have those as well. I would like to say God bless you all, and God bless the Republic. So, Roger, 746, are you out there?
WRKJ 746, Roger. We're going to start the Channel 3 project on GMRS 3, then move to MERS 3, then the 146.420 for the ham operators. So everybody move to GMRS 3.